The Academy Awards still do not have a host, and it's looking like there may not be one. But this morning in Beverly Hills, the nominations were announced, and Mondelit Del Barco from the NPR West team here in LA is here to talk about the actors, directors, and producers who got the call this morning. Hi, Mondelit.
Hi, David.
Okay, was there history made this morning?
There was, and here's the headline, David. Marvel's Black Panther becomes the first superhero movie to be nominated for Best Picture.
What a moment for the Academy.
Yeah. The movie also got nominated for a total of 7, and maybe this is how the Black Panther feels about the Oscars.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
See what you did there.
Yeah, and David, there is this also. 30 years after his seminal Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee has finally been nominated for Best Director.
Wow.
Yeah, his Black Klansman has 6 nominations, including Best Picture. Roma, Alfonso Cuarón's black and white film about his childhood in Mexico City, got 10 nominations. Best Picture, Best Foreign Language Film. Cuarón is up for Best Director. And his 2 lead actresses made the list. Marina de Tavira for Best Supporting Actress and first-timer Yalitza Aparicio for Best Actress. And this is also Netflix's first Best Picture nomination.
Huh. Okay, here we are in 2019 and Netflix is up for Best Picture. That's amazing. All right, so who else is celebrating?
So the 18th century drama The Favorite was also a favorite with 10 nominations, including all 3 actresses, Rachel Weisz, Emma Stone, and Olivia Colman, as well as Best Picture. Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury biopic, is also up for Best Picture. Rami Malek, who plays Mercury, is up for Best Actor.
A lot of fans are going to be happy about that.
Yeah, and the movie got 3 other nominations. Green Book is also up for Best Picture, and both actors Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen got nominations. And as expected, A Star is Born did well. It earned 8 nominations for Best Picture and for its stars Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper as an actor and producer, but not as Best Director or for any of the songs he co-wrote. The duet they sang in the movie Shallow is up for Best Original Song.
And there's our earworm for the rest of Tuesday. All right.
Yeah, you know, another musical got multiple nominations. Mary Poppins Returns, although Emily Blunt, who plays her, did not get one. And the animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is a fan favorite and critical darling. So Marvel fans are having their spidey senses activated.
They sure are. Okay, and another big question. Who was snubbed this morning?
Well, as pretty much every year, no women were nominated for Best Director this time.
Wow, yet again.
Yep. And there were no nominations at all for the hit Crazy Rich Asians, which is crazy. And our listeners may be disappointed that the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, didn't make the list.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg, who was in it, will not be on the red carpet.
Oh, she's always on our red carpet.
That's true. But, you know, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg might be on that red carpet. She was in the documentary RBG about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we called Nina this morning to get her reaction.
Well, whoopee, that's wonderful for the producers and directors of this movie who did such a great job in depicting Justice Ginsburg and her work and how it changed the country for all of us.
What is Nina going to wear at the Oscars? That's my question.
That's the big question, yes. I'll be there to capture it all for NPR listeners next month.
Fabulous. NPR's Mondelit Del Barco here at NPR West. Thanks, Mondelit.
Thanks, David.